This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The Safer at Home order issued by Governor Evers last week includes a long list of essential businesses and operations. Weddings and funerals were deemed essential, but the order restricts these gatherings to 10 people or fewer. As Bridget Bowden reports, people across Wisconsin are making adjustments to their plans.
Many people planning weddings look forward to bringing together family and friends all in one place to celebrate. But now that gatherings have been restricted to 10 people or fewer, many Wisconsin residents have had to put their plans on hold. Joanna Bundis lives in Madison and was planning a wedding party in May in her hometown, Toronto.
But now it's kind of tricky to cross the borders.
So they decided to delay the party until later this year and cancel an engagement party that was planned for April.
At first it was more stressful, but then we've been trying to keep it in perspective and making sure all our guests are healthy and feel comfortable attending.
Right now they're looking for a new date, but they're not exactly sure when travel will be safe again.
And that's, I guess, the hardest part, to go from this certain date that was coming and something to look forward to totally like unknown. We'll see what happens and taking it one day at a time.
County clerks can still issue marriage licenses, although some have moved online or made adjustments to the number of people they allow in their office at one time. But big wedding parties are out of the question right now, and that could be crushing for some small businesses. Like Bella Fiore Florist in Milwaukee, where President Emily Neubauer says she's already had to lay off staff members. They usually design the flowers for 150 weddings each year. With peak wedding season in limbo, so is the future of her business.
The June brides really feel like they're on eggshells because they don't know if they can go ahead with their June wedding or is this going to get extended.
And once the pandemic is over, she's not expecting business to bounce back immediately.
This is going to take time for people not to be scared anymore and to come out of their houses and to get back into their buying habits.
Neubauer's shop also does floral arrangements for funerals, which are now restricted to a maximum of 10 people as well. And people don't always have the ability to postpone a funeral. To give grieving families the opportunity to have a timely funeral, Cotter Funeral Home in De Pere has taken services online. They're offering Facebook Live streaming of visitation and funeral services. Co-owner Matt Cotter says it's been helpful for groups with more than 10 people and for family and friends who aren't able to travel right now.
It's difficult for them to have to go through this at this time and not have the support of their extended relatives, friends, other people that might normally come to a public visitation and funeral.
Cotter says he can stream funeral services from any location that has a cell signal or Wi-Fi. He can also make the videos part of a private group for people who don't want their loved ones' funerals public on the internet.
When somebody asks you for something, specifically when you're in a business like ours, you don't want to say no.
In some cases, though, having a public funeral just isn't an option right now. Carol Bartelt of West Bend recently lost her aunt, who was a nun in the Order of the Franciscan Sisters of Christian Charity in Manitowoc.
I just loved her. She was one of my very favorite people in the world.
She says her 98-year-old aunt, Sister Juliana, was given a small private burial at the convent. She hopes there can be a public funeral for family and friends at some point, but right now, she says she's really missing the chance to get together with family and remember her aunt.
We would like to see each other, and maybe even go to a mass together. And that, the churches are closed. So our connection is over the phone, and it's hard, it's just really hard now.
At the same time, Bartelt wants her family members to do what they can to protect their health. And for now, that means staying home. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.